Chapter 4. What is stress? Stress is a special kind of defense mechanism the body can use when it is threatened. In humans, this threat can be social, like giving a speech, but fundamentally stress was developed to handle a more serious threat, such as, for example, the threat from a tiger. In the most basic form, there are fundamentally two ways you can defend yourself against a tiger who would like to eat you. You can fight, that is, destroy the threat, or you can flight, that is, removing yourself from the threat, for example, by running away. Whatever your choice, it is an advantage if your muscles have plenty of energy to run or to fight with. The most important kind of energy for the muscles are oxygen and calories. Under normal circumstances, the muscles of the body receive only a small part of the energy available in the body. The brain, for example, consumes 20% of the oxygen you breathe and 25% of the calories you consume. The immune system, the lymphatic system, the digestive system, the body's cell repair system, the organs, and all the other parts of the body also consume their share of this energy. But when a tiger is about to eat you, it does not make sense for the body to waste energy on the immune system, the lymphatic system, the repair system, the digestive system, the organs, and so on. When a tiger is 50 meters away from you, you need to spend all of the available energy on either running or fighting. And that means taking the energy away from all the systems of your body and putting it into the muscles. The muscles then become super tense and strong, and you are ready to fight or flight. Once you have escaped the tiger, you can again start to relax and spend your energy on your immune system, on repairing cells, on digesting food, on removing toxins from your body, and so on. So really, this stress response is an amazing invention from the body to dealing with dangers. But it is also obvious that if you use this stress response all the time, your muscles will always be tense and the rest of your body will simply start to fall apart. So, when you are chronically stressed, your muscles are never really allowed to relax and recover, and as a result become harder and harder and form trigger points. It also means that the rest of your body suffers. The digestive system stops working properly. The immune system cannot fight disease. The hormonal system begins to collapse, and the body stops maintaining itself, which typically shows itself as a long range of illnesses. If you have one or several other diseases in addition to your STO symptoms, then this may very well be the reason. But don't worry, you can fix this if you want to, and your body can repair most of the damage you have sustained from living a stressful life.